Okay, I thought they were connected.
All right, we are recording. This is Carrie Cordova for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. I am interviewing Graciela Sanchez at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center on June 25th, 2004. This is disc one of session one. And with that, intro, let me just ask you, Graciela, when and where were you born?
I was born here in San Antonio on April 24th, 1960, at the Baptist Memorial Hospital, a few half a mile down from here.
And were your parents born here as well?
My mom was born here in 1923. She'll be turning 81 on July 1st. And my father was born in Tampico, but again, his father was born in San Antonio, and his grandfather, great-grandfather. So I think on my dad's side, we still go U.S. at least, you know, somewhere in the 1850s or whatever. And his dad was born in San Antonio in 1900 in the same neighborhood where they still live. So it's just that they skip that generation through the Depression and go down. He goes from the Depression, my grandfather, to Tampico to try to make a living. And then later on in life, they come back in the 40s, they come back to San Antonio.
So your father's family already had strong ties here in San Antonio?
Or, San Antonio and I guess Laredo. Although I don't know much of that history.
Okay. How did your parents meet?
Through my paternal grandmother, who was showing off her sailor son in 47 or something like that. Both my mom and my father have roots on Veracruz Street, which is where they still live. And so my mom, on her way to work, which was right there on Guadalupe and Sabina's at the little corner store, was walking to work, and Señora Sanchez, you know, stopped her and said, "Here, meet my son." And of course, he was very pretty, and and that was it. And they just, my mom was very, just noticed, you know, this very respectful man with lots of manners, and just thought him a very nice man. And my father, I guess, just kind of liked my mom, and they just started courting, which was not what my grandmother wanted, because my mom is very dark skin, so of course she never expected that. You know, it was just an introduction, nothing more than that. I think later on in life, you know, I mean, the consistency that my grandmother kind of wasn't happy that my dad married this dark skin.
How did that appear?
I think, well, my mom's really been, again, I keep on trying to find that magic and those secrets and that wisdom from my mom, is because she didn't ever say negative things about my grandmother growing up, so I never grew up to resent her. But I think in those little stories, every once in a while, if you ask a little closer and dig a little deeper, you'll find that she, you know, my grandmother, you know, said some hurtful things, and so, you know, in the late 40s, 50s, and my mom and my dad moved to Chicago, which is where my grandparents then moved to, you know, my dad's side. And so so she was away from, my mom was away from her own mother in San Antonio, and the way she tried to resolve those problems was to write letters to her mom and say, you know, here's what's happening with the in-law, and my grandmother would write back and say, you know, find out what her favorite food is, cook her that food for her, and give it to her. You know, so ways to just continue to be loving and giving, and just kind of like forget those hurtful things, and just try to win her over on some level, but rather than saying anything negative. And so that was just a constant practice. And to this day, my mom will, you know, if I'm having a hard time, you know, so make your enemies your friends or whatever. That's not as easy, I think, because I mean, one thing is to have a mother-in-law and you want to try a little bit harder, and then, you know, when you're fighting against the politicians that hate your, you know, the right wing that hates the progressive left wing, you know, it might be a little harder. But anyway, so that's, those are the signs about, you know, kind of just those, through the tías, right, through my dad's sisters and maybe brothers, there were moments that as if they were 8, 9, 10 growing up, they would be mean to my mother. And so that's kind of the little ways that I found out, you know, and they would always blame their mother for saying, well, my mom says you're ugly, or my mom, you know, doesn't like that you get married to my father, my brothers. So, and you know, now these women are in their 60s and 70s, and